sheriff of Walla Walla, Washington. June 24, 1973, this will be the children's meeting by Brother Robert Tony.
In the back part of the assembly... a different song than you usually sing in your little hymn book. That's a little ship, is that what it is? Well, we don't have that here, so we'll have to pick another one. Do you have another one?
Here's a boy. Number 46. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. Come on, please start it. Christ is the Savior of sinners. First verse and chorus.
Thank you.
tell you how we sang it. We had a hobby class where I'm from. I want to tell you how we sang it. Maybe we can sing it this way to make it a little bit more meaningful, because sometimes, you know, we just sing along and we don't think what we're singing. But you know, this is a real personal song. It says, yes, Jesus loves who? All the world? Me. And instead of singing me, that's when we come to that word me, in every place in this last verse in the chorus, just point right here instead of saying me. Okay? You think you can do that? We could never get all the kids to do it at our hobby class. We'll see if we can do it here. Love. That's all right. Just so you get the point, boys and girls. Jesus loves not only all the boys and girls in the world, he loves me. And I want you all to make it real personal like that when you sing it. Okay, we haven't had a girl pick a song yet. How about it? There's one back there. 42? Okay, number 42. When he cometh.
44.
Okay, that's one I was thinking about too. Here's a story, it's a true story about a gypsy boy who never heard about the Lord Jesus before. And he was dying, and he took the Lord Jesus the first time he heard about him. Wonder if you children have taken the Lord Jesus. I know just about all of you have heard about the Lord Jesus time and time again. I know you have. And I wonder if you've taken him just like this gypsy boy. If you haven't, do it while we're singing, okay? I'd like to know, first of all, if some of you boys and girls were listening yesterday in the reading meeting in John chapter 1. I'm going to ask you a question in a minute. And about the 29th verse, the Lord Jesus is called, he has a name. What is that name in John 1:29? Just raise your hand if you remember what we were talking about in the reading meeting yesterday. Okay? Rabbi? No, that's a little farther on. That's in that chapter 2. Who else knows? John 1:29. The Lamb of God, that's right. And that's just a little bit what we want to talk to you about this morning, boys and girls. But before we start speaking about this, I want to tell you, I have something to show you up here this morning that I got down in Mexico. See that? You know what that is? What do you think it is? No, it's not exactly a spearhead. What do you think? Huh? A knife. That's right, it's a knife. The old kind of knives those Indians used to use. And I want to tell you how they used it. It's a terrible way they used to use it. And we were in Yucatan. There's a certain type of Indian that lives there. He's called Maya Indian. Maybe some of you boys and girls have heard about this in school. It's an Indian, and you know, a long time ago, they used to think that God was real mad at him. And sometimes it didn't rain. It's real dry in that part of Mexico. And sometimes it didn't rain and didn't rain. And they didn't have any rain for their crops, their corn that was growing. And so they figured, well, God must be mad at us. And we've got to appease God somehow. You know, they didn't know, like you boys and girls have the privilege of knowing, that God is love, that God loves us. They didn't know that. They thought God was a God that was real angry at us. And you know what they did to appease that God? Why, we were at a place where we saw there's a great big hole in the ground. I suppose from one edge to the hole to the other, from that side of the building to this side of the building. And it's real deep. You get alongside there and look down maybe 50 feet, and then there's water in that hole, and that goes way, way, way down. You know what they'd do? They'd take a boy, I don't know exactly what size he was, maybe about your size, and he'd take him to the edge of that pool, and they used to have a man called a priest, and they'd take that boy, and they'd take this knife and dig his heart out, and then throw him right into that hole, because they thought that would make the gods be nice to him again. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Now, I used to think, as I stood beside that hole and looked at that hole and thought of all the boys, sometimes they threw girls in there too. Sometimes they threw them in alive, sometimes they dug their heart out first. Isn't that terrible? Because they didn't know that God was love. Well, another way they used to use these knives is sometimes, you know, they had war, these Indians. And on top of one of their temples, we saw, there was a big, what they called an altar. It was just like a table. And they used to bring some of the captives that they'd get from war when they went out and beat another tribe of Indians. They'd bring some of the Indians that they beat in that war, and they'd bring them to that temple. And they'd have four men. They'd stretch them out in that altar. And then the priest would take and rip out his heart, too, with a knife like this. Isn't that terrible? You boys and girls want to see this after the meeting, I'll show it to you. Just come up here and I'll show it to you. But that was what those poor, poor Indians thought. They thought that God was angry at them, that God didn't love them. Was that the truth? No, that wasn't true. God is love, and those poor Indians didn't know it. Well, you know, when I stood there beside that altar and thought of that poor man, there he was, stretched out, he's still alive, and then they took that knife. You know what made me think of something else? A story we have in the Bible. And who can think of that story? It's just a little bit like that. About somebody that was stretched out on an altar. Well, it's about Isaac and Abraham, right? And I'm going to read a little bit. Those of you who have Bibles, I'm going to read a little bit about that story in Genesis chapter 22. Those of you who have Bibles, let's open them. We'll read a little bit about what happened in Genesis 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Verse 4. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Well, when I stood beside that altar on top of that temple in Mexico, I thought of what happened here. You know, Abraham was called God's friend. Abraham was God's friend. You know why Abraham was God's friend? You know why? Who thinks they know? Maybe that's kind of a hard question. I'll tell you why. Abraham was obedient to God. You know, we can be friends of the Lord Jesus too if we do what he says. He says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And so God was going to tell his friend Abraham what he was going to do. He was going to give him a little picture of what was going to happen lots and lots of years after that happened. And so he says, Abraham, you have one boy here, Isaac. I want you to take that boy, and I want you to take him, and I'll show you the place to go, and I want you to offer him up for a burnt offering. Oh, that must have really been hard on Abraham's heart, because I know that you boys and you girls, your mothers and your fathers really love you. And I know Abraham must have really loved Isaac. Well, God says even, he says, thy son Isaac, whom thou lovest. But Abraham says, I want you to offer him up for a burnt offering. And Abraham was obedient. He got up early the next morning, and he started off for the place that the Lord was going to show him. You know, sometimes we don't like to get up early in the morning, but Abraham was so obedient to the Lord, he got up early, and he went. And so they finally, after 3 days, they came to the place, and they had to leave the two servants they had behind. And then just Isaac and then his father were going up the mountain, Mount Moriah. And when they were on the way up, you know, Isaac must have thought, why, here I've got the wood, and my father has the fire in the hand, and here's the knife, but maybe my father forgot to bring a lamb. And so he says, my father. And Abraham says, here am I. And he says, here's the fire, and here's the wood. But where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? Oh, you know, Abraham had faith in God, and Abraham said, God's going to provide a lamb. So they kept on going up the mountain. And when they got to the top, Abraham took an altar and he built it, I suppose, a stone way the Israelites build them afterwards. And he built this altar of stone, and then he put the wood on top, you know, the wood that you can light on fire for the offering. And then he took Isaac. And you know, some people have said that Isaac was probably a pretty big boy at that time. He was probably a young man. And he bound him, and he laid him on that altar. You know, Isaac was willing. And that's just a little picture of the Lord Jesus, who was willing to come to die for us too. And there he was on that altar. And the next thing, Abraham takes the knife. Oh, this must have been awful hard for Abraham. Takes that knife to slay his son. And, you know, just then, an angel called out of heaven and says, Abraham, don't lay your hand on that lad. Don't lay your hand on your boy. And Abraham looked up, you know, looked behind him, and there was a ram. That's a sheep. That's a daddy sheep that has great big horns. A ram, and he was caught in a thicket, in a bush. He'd gotten his horns caught in that bush. And you know, so Abraham took his boy off that altar, and he went and got that lamb, that ram, and he brought him over to the altar, and he killed that ram instead of his son. You know, boys and girls, that makes me think of another story. And I know you know this story, but I want to tell it to you again because it's so precious, so important that you understand it. You know, we boys and girls, we like to sin, don't we? That's our nature. And we sin. And we get farther and farther away from God sinning. Maybe we tell a little lie. Is that right? Do we tell lies sometimes? And maybe sometimes we think nobody's looking, so we take something. That's sin. And sin is a terrible thing, boys and girls. You know, sometimes we don't think of it very bad. We see somebody telling a lie or something, we just pass it out of our mind. We don't even want to think about it. But you know, there's somebody that always sees us, even in the dark. You can get in a real dark closet when nobody's in the house. There's somebody that always sees us, the Lord Jesus. And sin is a terrible thing. You know, it's just like a little lamb. When he gets off by himself or a sheep, he just goes a little farther and a little farther and a little farther until he's lost. He's lost. And that's just the way with boys and girls. When they are born, they haven't done very many sins. They have a sinful nature. And as they grow up, they start sinning. And if the Lord Jesus doesn't save them, then they get farther and farther and farther away from God until, you know what? Some people say that they don't even know if there's a God. Some people say there isn't any God because they've gotten so far away from God, they don't know there's a God. And that's the way Satan leads boys and girls, right down to hell and to destruction. Sin is a terrible thing. Sin ruins you. Sin will ruin you. And so we, as boys and girls, were a long ways from God. We were long ways. We were lost. And the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, God saw us when we were lost. And God loved us. He loved us so much that just like he told Abraham, God had one son, his only begotten son, and he sent him into this world. Why do you think the Lord Jesus came into this world? Who can tell me? I want somebody to tell me. We have several good answers here on the front row, but I want somebody else now.
How about this girl in the yellow dress? No, right here in the second row. Why did the Lord Jesus come into the world? You, yeah. To die for our sins, yeah. God didn't want us to have to die for our sins. You know, if we keep on going in our sins, we're going to die in our sins. We're going to have to suffer for our sins in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever and ever. But God doesn't want that. God loves you, boys and girls. I hope there's no question in your mind about it. And so God had a lamb too. Like we said yesterday in the reading meeting, we were talking about the Lamb of God. And so just like that ram was caught in a thicket, and Abraham went and got that ram, and that ram took Isaac's place. Now Isaac didn't have to die, because there was a ram there. A ram, and that ram died in his place. You know, there was just one who was the Lamb of God. In the Old Testament, a lot and a lot of animals died. You know, Solomon offered in one sacrifice 120,000 sheep. Can you imagine that many sheep? I've seen maybe 200-300 sheep together, but I haven't even seen 1,000 sheep. Solomon offered 120,000 sheep in one offering of a peace offering. But there was only one lamb that could save your soul. And boys and girls, I want to make it real personal. You've got to apply the blood of that lamb to your own heart. You've got to receive the Lord Jesus for yourself. It's not enough that your mother and your father have, but you've got to receive God's lamb. Well, we know that the Lord Jesus was put on the cross. He wasn't put on the altar in that sense, but he was put on the cross. And when he was on the cross, first there was 3 hours in which the men did all they could to him. They hit him in the face. They spit on him. They put a crown of thorns on his head, and they beat him with a stick on the head. Those thorns would go into his head. And they mocked him. And they beat him. Oh, that was terrible. But you know, that wasn't all. After 3 hours of all that men could do to him, you know what? What happened after 3 hours? What do you think, Nathan? Huh? Well, that's when he was on the cross. But I'll tell you what happened after those 3 hours. It got all dark, just pitch black, over all that place. And you know, in those 3 hours when the Lord Jesus was on that cross, God took not only a knife, but it says, and I'm going to read it in Zechariah 13, what God took to his son. Zechariah 13, I'm just going to read it to you. Listen so you can... Verse 7 of Zechariah 13, it says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered." Smite the shepherd. And so the time came, just like the time came in Abraham's sacrifice. And there was Isaac, and he took that knife to slay his son. But God stopped him just right there and showed him that there was a ram to take Isaac's place. But you know, on the cross, when the Lord Jesus came to that point, when God was going to have to take out his knife, God was going to take his sword of judgment. No one. He was the only one, the Lamb of God. And so God took that sword of judgment, and he punished the Lord Jesus for my sins. Oh, boys and girls, that's the kind of love that God shows to us. He doesn't want you boys and girls to die like those poor Indian boys and girls died in Mexico. No,
He gave his son to die in our place so that we might live. And oh, that's important, boys and girls, to make it personal in your own life. Because, you know, you can hear all about the Lord Jesus. I'm going to ask a question now, so pay attention, boys and girls. You can hear all about the Lord Jesus. You can come here and you can sing, and these are real nice things. And maybe even in your Sunday school at home, you repeat verses. That's wonderful. But, you know, that's not enough to be saved. That's not enough to be saved. I want to make that really personal to you. It's not enough to know the verses out of the Bible. It's not enough to know all about the Lord Jesus. Not enough to come and sing the songs and come to gospel meeting and other meetings in the meeting. No, it's not enough. If it's not enough, what do we have to do to be saved? Okay? Ask Jesus into your heart. That's right. Open your heart's door and receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Get it right down inside you. That's the way to be saved, boys and girls. Okay, I think we have time for one more song, maybe. I think there's a boy over here that had one. Number 41. Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing.